If you've seen the movie, Sound of Freedom, you may be wondering, surely there's something I can do, but what? If you haven't seen this movie about a Homeland Security officer, USA, who becomes obsessed with saving sex trafficked children in Mexico, Central America, and South America, you still can. Sound of Freedom opened July 3rd, in Brandon's Landmark Cinema, and continues into mid-August, to date. It's an eye-opening action film based on a real story about a real cop who takes action. I was surprised for a lot of reasons. The realities of this industry are horrible by definition. The cinematography and quality of this film take you there. This shocking story is told without being gory. The Latin American music and the sounds of freed children playing are, by contrast, uplifting. Among many reviews, here's what I also felt. Sound of Freedom takes you on an emotional and eye-opening journey, is a testament to the strength of the human spirit and the unwavering determination to bring justice to the voiceless. Heath and the Movies, Rotten Tomatoes approved film critic, says, easily one of the biggest surprise hits of the 2023 movie year is Sound of Freedom, a gripping fact-based thriller. So that was in South America, what about here in Canada? You may know someone directly impacted. I know a person who was trafficked as a university student and eventually broke free, thankfully. Another wonderful young person from Carberry was destroyed, took his own life when drawn in by internet sextortion. And there are probably hundreds more across Canada whose lives are either stolen or ruined. I want to shout, what is wrong with our society? Who participates in this? Children and youth are our precious future. It seems, in our general world of entertainment, our kids are being purposely sexualized. Think, new Barbie movie trailer and a little girl smashing her baby doll's head when she sees the new, hot Barbie. But, there are leaders to follow and agencies to help against human trafficking. The Joy Smith Foundation launched the National Human Trafficking Education Center in the fall of 2021. Smith became a member of parliament and brought amendments to the criminal code, strengthening sentencing for traffickers and expanding Canadian laws to reach internationally. Her foundation has helped 7,000-plus survivors and their families restore their lives. Find help through the Joy Smith Foundation here or at 204-691-2455, or join with the Joy Smith Foundation to help others. The Canadian Human Trafficking Hotline, Canadian Human Trafficking Hotline.ca, connects victims and survivors with social services, law enforcement, and emergency services, as well as receiving tips from the public.